This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said its emergency committee will meet Thursday to assess the coronavirus pandemic, the first such talk since it declared the disease an international emergency 3 months ago. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has come under fire over how the UN Health Agency has handled the outbreak that first emerged in China in December. Worldwide, the virus has infected more than 3 million people and killed nearly 220,000. The United States has risen above 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Italy, Spain, and France have been the worst affected European countries, with each reporting more than 24,000 deaths. But daily tolls appear to be on a downward trend, and they are all charting their way out of shutdown. Britain dramatically raised its death toll by nearly 4,500 to just over 26,000 as the country began including deaths in places such as care homes for the first time. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Morrison told reporters in Canberra on Wednesday that the recent low infection rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. The Prime Minister also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. We have the complete story on voanews.com. As the rest of the day's news, you can also download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. The Federal Reserve said Wednesday the coronavirus pandemic has already caused tremendous health and economic hardship and warned the damage to the U.S. economy will continue. The policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee said at the conclusion of its two-day meeting, the crisis will weigh heavily on economic activity, employment, and inflation in the near term and poses considerable risks to the economic outlook over the medium term. Amid more economic damage from the coronavirus, science is providing a glimmer of hope against the pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
An experimental drug called remdesivir has proven effective against the virus in a major study, with Dr. Anthony Fauci saying on average it cut the time patients needed to recover from the virus by 4 days.
What it has proven is that a drug can block this virus.
A treatment could have a giant impact on the pandemic, since Fauci and other health officials say any vaccine is likely a year or more away. The FDA says it's been talking with remdesivir's maker about having the drug available for patients as fast as possible. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China's parliament will hold its annual session in late May. It comes 2 months later than scheduled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The official Xinhua news agency reported Wednesday the National People's Congress will convene in Beijing May 22nd. The 3,000-member ceremonial legislature was originally scheduled to meet March 5th, but the session was postponed after the COVID-19 outbreak spread throughout the mainland. It originated in the central city of Wuhan. A Canadian military helicopter operating as part of a NATO surveillance force has gone missing in international waters between Greece and Italy, the Greek Air Force reported Wednesday. Initial reports said the helicopter had been 50 nautical miles off the Greek island of Kefalonia. Italian, Greek, and Turkish frigates also took part in the patrol, which had moved from Greek to Italian waters Wednesday, with the Greek frigate remaining in Greek waters. The Czech Republic faces its worst drought in 500 years, experts said Wednesday. Its environment minister describing a long stretch of bone-dry weather as simply catastrophic. This spring has seen rivers drop to levels significantly lower than the seasonal averages recorded in recent years, also plagued by drought, according to official statistics. Veteran Bollywood actor Irfan Khan, internationally best known for films as Slumdog Millionaire and Life of Pi, has died at the age of 54. A spokesman said Khan died Wednesday in a Mumbai hospital where he'd been admitted earlier this week for a colon infection. Khan sought treatment in Britain after he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in 2018. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA. All All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.
Yeah, found cigarettes in your Fendi coat. Even though you don't even smoke, I was changing your access codes. Yeah, I can tell you no one knew. Yeah, you've been acting so conspicuous. You flip it on me, say I think too much. You're moving different when we making love. Baby, tell me. Ooh, de-la-de-la-da. I wanna know the truth. Ooh, de-la-de-la-da. I know it's someone new. You ain't gotta make it easy. Where you been sleeping? You been keeping me up at night. Just admit it. Ooh, de-la-de-la-da. I wanna know.
One, Chainsmokers, 5 seconds of summer. Who do you love? My name's Larry London. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, Miley Cyrus, and she's doing something really, really special for high school seniors who are unfortunately not able to graduate officially in a graduation ceremony because of the coronavirus shutdown that's affected everybody in all aspects of life, whether it be work or sports, and even school students who couldn't go to the prom because of the coronavirus, and apparently because of the graduation, Oprah Winfrey is going to be hosting a graduation ceremony on Facebook Live on May 15th, and she's going to give the commencement speech, and Miley Cyrus is going to be one of the performers. Other performers will include Lil Nas X, and there's some other singers and some other famous folks will be there, but Miley will perform. Here's Miley Cyrus, and this is called Mother's Daughter on VOA 1, The Hits.
Hallelujah, I'm a freak, I'm a freak, hallelujah. Every day of the week, I'ma do ya like I want ya. Swish, I'm a 3-point shooter. I blow through ya like a hot wind out in the bayou, yeah.
Right here on VOA 1.
Yeah.
VOA 1, Trevor Daniel, and that is called Falling, a brand new song from an American singer-songwriter whose star is on the rise. My name is Larry London. Check me out at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's my Facebook page. I hope to meet you there, Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a British young man singer who's become very, very famous in the last 10 years, Harry Styles, Adore You.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention. It was all for you. So don't take advantage. Don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Location, let's ride vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off of sub-tweet, so let's keep personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Ship me your location, let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's mind the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
I don't need nothing else but you.
Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you.
Please die.
stop. No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you, will you like this? Do you let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind. We gon' let the past be. Maybe here's right now, but your body still.
I don't wanna know. No. Who's taking it wrong?
Zara Larsson, All the Time. My name's Larry London, and you're listening to VOA1 with the hits.